Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:13 here in WMFO in Medfordland, 91.5 on your FM dial, also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday. Sunday, September 23rd. I'll get it together. Sunday, September 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, 4:18 here on WMFO in Metro, the Brown Perspective on Sports. Today is Sunday, September the 23rd, 2018 edition. And let's get to the Major League Baseball scores. In the National League yesterday, the Braves 5 and the Padres 3. The Cardinals 5 and the Giants 4. That game went 10 innings. The Nationals 6 and the Mets zip. The Pirates 3 and the Brewers zip. The Marlins 5 and the Reds 1. The Rockies 5 and the Diamondbacks 1. The Dodgers 7 and the Padres 2. In the American League, the Yankees 3 and the Orioles 2. That game went 11 innings. The Blue Jays 5 and the Rays 2. The Tigers 5 and the Royals 4. Cleveland 5 and the Red Sox 4. That game also went 11 innings. Astros 10 and the Angels 5. The Mariners 13 and the Rangers zip. The A's 3 and the Twins 2. In the interleague play, the Cubs 8 and the White Sox 3. In that Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 1 for 4 with 2 RBIs. He also walked twice. He's hitting .286 on the season. Kinsler went 0 for 6. He's hitting .244. Rafael Devers went 1 for 5, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .241. Hit his 19th home run of the season. J.D. Martinez 1 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting .329. Xander Bogaerts 1 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting .284. Mitch Moreland 1 for 2, 2 walks. He's hitting .244. Lynn pinch hit for him, or pinch ran for him, and then went in. Pinch ran for him and scored a run. He's hitting .222. Travis pinch hit for Lynn later on in the game, went 0 for 1, and he's hitting .192. Actually, Holt. Travis went in and played left field. Holt played first base. Pierce, 0 for 2, hitting .291 on the season. He pinch hit for Holt. Swihart, 1 for 5, scored a run with an RBI, .229, hit his second home run of the season. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1 for 5, scored a run, hitting .231. Rick Porcello went 5 innings for the Red Sox, gave up 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, 2 walks and 1 strikeout. He's hitting his ERA is .433 on the season. Scott came in, pitched an inning, gave up a hit, 1 strikeout. He has a 9.53 ERA. Johnson came in, pitched 3 innings, scoreless, with 4 walks, however, and struck out 1. 4.11 is his ERA. Kelly, 1 for 2. Kelly pitched an inning, struck out 2. He has a 4.38 ERA. Pomerantz came in the 9th. Gave up 3 hits, 1 run that won the game. It was earned. Walked 1. Has a 6.37 ERA. 2-6 on the season. And I guess Pomerantz is doubtful about making it into the on the postseason roster of the Red Sox. That's something that's going to be interesting. I'll come up next Sunday with who I believe should be on the 25-man roster. Not that it makes that much difference, but I'll throw it out there anyway. Why not? That's what sports talk and all the other stuff is all about. Okay, 4:22 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're talking sports here from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
CVT is a blood clot in your legs that can break loose and travel to your lungs.
Up to 200,000 people die from its complications.
My husband was one of them. While on assignment in Iraq, David died from complications related to DVT. But DVT can be prevented. Know the risk factors and the warning signs.
I was lucky.
Very lucky. Get the facts at PreventDVT.org and talk to your doctor about whether you are at risk.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 420 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. 429 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Last time I looked, it was 50 degrees outside the WMFO studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. We'll be bringing you that in-depth weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry, which is coming your way next here on WMFO. Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. Okay, let's go to college football. On Friday, the 21st, Penn State pounded Illinois 63-24. Okay, where's my background music? Okay, here we go. We are. Okay, let's get back in the college football. Yes, Friday, the 21st, Penn State 63, Illinois 24. Also on Friday, UCF 56, Florida Atlanta 36. And then on yesterday, Alabama 45, Texas A&M 23, Georgia 43, Missouri 29, Clemson 49. Clemson 49, Georgia Tech 21, Ohio State 49, Tulane 6. Oklahoma 28, Army 21. That game went into overtime. LSU 38, Louisiana Tech 21. Stanford 38, Oregon 31. Notre Dame 56, Wake Forest 27. Auburn 34, Arkansas 3. Washington 27, Arizona State 20. West Virginia 35, Kansas State 6. Upset. Old Dominion, unranked, defeated Virginia Tech, ranked 13, 49-35. Upset. Kentucky, unranked, defeated Mississippi State, ranked number 14, 28-7. Upset. Texas Tech, unranked, defeated Oklahoma State, ranked number 15, 41-17. Upset. Texas, unranked, defeated TCU, ranked number 17, 31-16. Wisconsin 28, Iowa 17. Michigan 56, Nebraska 10. Miami 31, Florida International 17. Upset, unranked Purdue defeated Boston College, ranked number 23, 30-13. Michigan State 35, Indiana 21, and BYU 30, and McNeese State 3. So that's the way it went yesterday and Friday on in the major college football, top 25 college football team scores. Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in a sports conversation, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's make some commentaries here. I don't know. Oh, first of all, BC, they were elated after winning their first three games and getting into the 23rd spot in the top 25. Went to Purdue, however, and Purdue, who was who would not win the game, however, proved to be a little too much and had their way, from what I understand, in a 30-13 victory over Boston College. We'll see if Boston College can get back in the ranks of the top 25. I'm assuming that loss will knock them down a peg or two, especially since Michigan, who was ranked number 24, won, and BYU, ranked number 30, they also won. Although BYU played McNeese State, that's, a cupcake game, I would call it. But anyway, we'll see what happens to BC. They shouldn't fall too far, but hey, we'll see what happens if they play their next game. And I don't know who their next game is against. I should know that, right? Okay, what else are we going to talk about? Okay, I haven't got the entire... I'm working on it, right? I can do it off the top of my head. Maybe with a little help from my notes here. But I'm hopefully going to bring you the top 25 players for the Red Sox as we go into playoff mode. 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, September 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. I shall return. We'll be right back.
Have you heard this disturbing prognosis? If we don't act now to reverse the childhood obesity epidemic, the current generation of young people could be the first in the United States history to live sicker and die younger than their parents' generation. I'm State Senator Jen Flanagan of Massachusetts. More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy foods and be physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. Creating healthy environments is key to reversing this childhood obesity epidemic. To learn more about Women in Government's work to prevent childhood obesity, visit womenindgovernment.org. That's womenindgovernment.org. Visit womenindgovernment.org.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, in the Tour Championship Golf Tournament, guess who is on top? Tiger Woods. And I guess this is the first time he's been leading in a tournament since he began his comeback last year. He is 12 strokes under at this time, going into the final round. He is 3 strokes up on McIlroy, who is 9 under. Also, Justin Rose, who is also 9 under. And then there's Stanley and Rahm, who are 6 under and 6 strokes back. So, it's going to be interesting to see Tiger with his red jersey on, if he can hold on to that 3-stroke lead. Okay, I quickly tried to come up with a top 25-man roster for the Red Sox going into the playoffs, and this is what I have. I have Moreland and Pierce at first base, Kinsler at second, Bogaerts at short, Nunez and Devers at third base. And that gives us 2, 4, 6 players right there. Benintendi, Bradley, and Betts in the outfield. That gives us 9. J.D. Martinez, designated hitter. That gives us 10. Sandy Leon, Vasquez. That gives us 12. And Swihart and Holt, our Swiss Army knives on the bench. And that gives us 14. Starting pitching, Sale, Price, Purcello, Rodriguez, and Wright. That gives us 19. Okay, now the bullpen is where we have problems. Kimbrel, obviously, that's 20. And I would say Johnson, Velazquez, that's 22. Bonds, Kelly, and Hembry, that's 25. Odd man out might be Workman. Pomeranz, like I said, I didn't think he was going to make that roster based upon his record. Workman has had a good season. I don't know how he would replace. But anyway, that's my 25. Sale, Price, Porcello, Rodriguez, Wright, Kelly, Bonds, Hembry, Johnson, Velazquez, Kimbrel, Moreland, Pierce, Kinsler, Bogaerts, Nunez, Devers, Benintendi, Bradley, Betts, J.D. Martinez, Leon, Vasquez, Swihart, and Holt. Okay, I'll look it over again as we go into next week. And perhaps by next Sunday I'll make some changes. I don't know. Well, we'll see. I'm pretty content with who we have right there right now. Okie dokie, 4:45 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we'll be back with National Football League talk. Okay, 4:49 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're going to the National Football League. After 2 weeks of play, Scott and Bill are tied for first place with 16 wins and 14 losses. It's been a difficult year so far. We're only two of our eminent forecasters. Prognosticators are over the 500 mark, and not by much. Kyle and Kenny are tied for second place with 14 wins and 16 losses, and that means that I am in the basement with 13 wins and 17 losses after 30 games. Yikes. Okay, so that was last week. This is this week. I didn't get off to a good start this week either. I had the Jets over the Browns on Thursday Night Football, and the Browns won their first game. It had to happen eventually, you know, so there you go. And today's games, I have the Saints over the Falcons. The offense is still there
for the Saints, but the defense that I've been hearing so much about hasn't arrived yet. They got lost on their way to Louisiana. The Panthers over the Bengals. I'm just not an Andy Dalton fan. To me, he's been too inconsistent. And Cam Newton is hasn't been playing that much better either. But I'm going to take the Panthers over the Bengals. I got the Texans over the Giants. I still think that the Texans defense, although smothered by the Patriots in game number one, is going to, along they're healthy, is going to be a lot better as the season goes on. And even though Nate Solder got his money, I'll bet that he can tell the difference between the New York and the New England teams. Hey, but good for him. He played well here. Wasn't going to get that kind of money here. And so go get the dough. I got the Titans over the Jaguars. The Jags were so sky high for the Patriots. I'm predicting that the Tennessee Patriots will sneak up on them. Vrabel won't be afraid to blitz. He's got nothing to lose. Except the game. But anyway, I'm picking the Titans over the Jaguars. I guess that's my upset pick of the week. I got the 49ers over the Chiefs. Jimmy G over Mahomes, who has been lights out so far. He's been lights out like Garoppolo was lights out for the Patriots and for the 49ers at the end of the last season. And so, therefore, I'm going with Jimmy G, even though he's lost his first game already. Happens to everybody. I got the Raiders over the Dolphins. They have to bounce back against these mammals. Call them fish. Dolphins won their first game last week also, but I'm taking the Raiders, who have yet to win a game. I got the Vikings over the Bills. How many more guys are going to retire at halftime? Will they quit before the first kickoff? No, they got their checks coming, so I'm assuming they're going to hang in there, tough it out, and they're not going to give us a halftime. I just don't feel well. I just don't feel it anymore, resignation that the Bills experienced last week. And are the Bills striving to replace the Browns as the worst team in the NFL? Seems like they're heading that way. I got the Eagles over the Colts. Wendt is back, but their two best running backs are out. They probably should have kept Blount in their backfield. I got the Ravens over the Broncos. Flacco had better get it in gear or he may be looking for a job very soon. Anybody hear those Kaepernick rumors beside me? I got the Packers over the Washington team. Has Smith discovered reality in D.C.? And I'm not talking about the POTUS. I got the Rams over the Chargers. Are the Rams reaching out to the elite status that I've been talking about? That the Patriots and Eagles held elite status in the NFL, but I couldn't pick another team right now to get into that category? Maybe it's the Rams. I got the Bears over the Cardinals. Are the Cardinals battling the Bills for the title of worst NFL team? They got a pretty good defense, but their offense, yuck. I got the Seahawks over the Cowboys. The Legion of Boom and America's team are both falling, but somebody has to get up this week. They're playing each other. Maybe we'll have another tie. Kenny, one of our stalwart pickers, prognosticators here on the staff here, has said, hey, it's time for the NFL to get rid of ties. We have two already, and that's too many. And some wiseacre a long time ago said a tie is like kissing your sister. The potential for something great to happen doesn't happen because why? It's your sister. Oh, I got the Seahawks over the Cowboys. Patriots over the Lions. I knew that when Gordon has his... I knew that when Gordon has his head on straight, he's an awesome receiver. But I didn't know that he was 6'3 and not afraid to run across the middle as well as go deep. Hopefully, he can keep it together. Okay, he's still iffy as far as whether he's going to play today and also how much of the playbook he already knows. And we'll see whether he gets in the game or not. Supposedly, Gronkowski, who had an ankle issue, is going to be okay. But their other Jacob Hollister, I believe, is going to be out with a chest injury. And the rumor that I've heard about Colin Kaepernick is that the Raiders and the Patriots are potential landing spots. If that happens, we'll have more to talk about in a few weeks. I got the Steelers over the Buccaneers in the Monday night game. Big Ben, well, we leave that one alone. Okay, Bell and Brown, the big story out of Steel Town. And these are Bill Tidwell's picks. The first place Bill Tidwell. I think it's the first time he's been in first place since he started with us. If he was there before, he didn't last very long. he had the Browns, so he's gained another game on me. He had the Saints, Bengals, Texans, Jaguars, Chiefs, Raiders, Vikings, Eagles, Broncos, Packers, Rams, Bears, Cowboys, Patriots, and the Bucks. He didn't pick against the Patriots this week. First time. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Back next Sunday at 4 a.m. or thereabouts. Talking sports. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. Yeah, I know it's early in the morning. And only an idiot like me is up at this time of the morning. But who knows? I may have some more friends out there who are able and willing to get involved in sports conversation this early in the morning. So, anyway, if not, I'll do my best to carry the load by myself. So, hey, it won't be the first Sunday. But, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody to talk to sometime and bounce some ideas off. And we'll see what happens. Okay, stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way with more great gospel music, new music, and top hits of the year 2018. So you stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial, Tush Freeform Radio.